The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor van Vuren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Before we jump into today's message, have you been enjoying these podcast episodes from The Daily Witness? Would you like more? Consider subscribing to The Daily Witness on YouTube for video content and for our Wednesday evening live streams, which takes place at 6:30. We also stream for the Telegram app at the same time. For word, quotes, ministry updates and more, follow us on social media. The Daily Witness is on X, Instagram, and Threads. Faith is what connects us to the Father. So remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
The Bible says in Galatians chapter 6 verse 6, "Let him that receives instruction in the word of God share all good things with his teacher, contributing to his support." Trevor van Vuren Ministries now has Yoko as a payment portal for safe and secure transactions, both for national and international givers. So if you'd like to tithe into this ministry, or you'd like to sow a financial seed, head on over to our website www.thedailywitness.co.za and click on the Giving tab. All contributions that are received goes into furthering the gospel by reaching the lost and training people to live by faith.
And welcome back to the Daily Witness podcast. I'm your host, Andrew van Vuren, and today's message is called Quality Praise. So let's get into a word of prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want to thank you for being our Father. We want to thank you for, Lord, reaching out to each and every one of us. Lord, I know that you had to work to get through to each and every one of us. Lord, a lot of us kicked up a big hassle, but Lord, you kept on reaching out to us. You kept on getting your salvation to us, and you didn't stop until we saw the light. And Father, we thank you. We thank you that you pursued us. We thank you for Jesus, Lord. We appreciate you in Jesus' name. Amen. So I want to start off by wishing you a very, very happy new year. Now, I know you're hearing this message from the 13th of January onwards, but this message is actually being recorded on the 1st of January 2025. So, a happy new year. Praise God. So, you know, this is a brand new year, and we're basically starting on a clean slate. And this year is filled with possibilities. And right now, wherever you are, whoever you are, no matter what situation you are in, you have the potential to come out of your valley. You have the potential to walk in victory. You have the potential to see God's goodness manifest in your lives. We all starting on a clean slate this year, and the possibilities are endless. Now, there are things you can do that's going to speed up your success. There's things that you can do to slow down that success. But I'm not going to talk about that. I want to talk about your and my success. There are things we can do right now that's going to speed it up. There's things that you and I can do that's going to open the door wider to the Lord. And one of those many things is praise. Now, last year, 2024, for me, 2024 has been a very good year, spiritually speaking for me. I've learned so many lessons last year, and there's a journey that the Lord started taking me on, and that was the journey of praise. Now, this is a journey that the Lord wanted to take me on quite a few years ago. And I believe this was in 2017 when he started talking to me about praise. But I kept putting it off and putting it off and putting it off. And here's the thing, you know, when the Lord tells you to do something, it is for your benefit. It is for your victory. It is for your success. And, you know, when we don't follow his instruction, we don't get his results. So, cut a long story short, last year, the Lord started speaking to me strongly again about praise, about praise, about praise. So, I didn't know much about the topic, and I started studying this out. Now, yes, we all got our own level of information on this topic, but guess what? There's always more information out there. You know, the Word, I always say this, the Word is endless. There is countless revelations in the Word. I always say that the Word is multi-leveled, you know, so you can't just study out one thing in the Word and think you got it and then move on forever. There's always going to be revelation. There's always going to be insight. There's always going to be more understanding. And the more you study something out, the more you're going to grow in it. And I always say this as well, you know, if the world is always evolving and doctors and the medical industry is still learning and mechanics are still learning, you know, a single mechanic doesn't know everything about every car. Why? Because cars are still evolving. We're still learning about healthy foods. And if life is like that, where even in the area of woodwork, there's more tools coming out, there's more things you can do with wood, etc., etc., how much more in the kingdom? Where God's word is eternal. Wood isn't eternal, but God's word is eternal. So there's always more to learn, more to learn, more to learn. There's always greater levels. So the Lord has been taking me on a journey concerning praise. And I've been studying out praise from different angles. And something that I saw, well, this is what the Lord told me. He said, you know, praise will always be part of every faith project. And he said, there are people that praise him after they receive their manifestation. And then there's people that praise him before that manifestation. But praise is always part of it. And then he said this, praising God before you see the manifestation is a great form of faith. You know, a lot of people only want to praise God when they see something. But it takes great faith to start praising God long before you see something. That is true faith. You know, Jesus spoke about different types of faith. And you can read that in the Gospels. There were some people that had weak faith. There's some people that Jesus said, where is your faith? There's other people that had strong faith. There's that man that Jesus said, I have not seen such great faith, no, not in all of Israel. You know, there's different levels of faith. Faith can grow. Because when people get born again, we each get dealt the measure of faith. But the key is to use the faith. The more you use the faith, the more you practice faith, your faith is going to grow. There could be people around you right now that, you know, they either got more faith than you or you got more faith than them. And maybe you've been studying out something in the Word of God in a particular area and you've been practicing it and you getting results and the people around you, they're not on your level yet. There's different levels of faith and it all depends on the person. Anyone can have strong faith, but the key is you got to practice it. So when it comes to praise, you can develop in praise. And praise is a vital part of every faith project. And if you really want to have strong faith, you got to learn to praise God more. You got to learn to praise God long before you even see anything happening in your life. You got to praise God in the middle of the storm. You got to praise God in the middle of the valley. You know, you don't sit back on the sidelines and say, Lord, I will praise you when I see something. Because that's not faith. Then you're going to be compared to Thomas. Thomas wouldn't believe anything until he saw something. You don't want to be like Thomas. You want to have great faith. You want to have mountain-moving faith. And to do that, you need to practice praise. Because if you start praising God long in advance, before anything happens, that is considered faith. And as you're doing it, your faith is growing. Your faith is growing. Your faith is growing. And like the Lord showed me, you know, if a person wants to gym, gymming is a lifestyle. You know, a lot of guys want to get buffed quick. And it's usually when a person starts working out, they got this mentality that they're going to quickly work out and they want to see quick results. But the more you do it and the longer you do it, you start realizing, oh my goodness, it's a lifestyle. You know, you're not going to do this one weekend and then you wake up Monday and you buff. Doesn't work like that. You know, gymming is a lifestyle. The more you gym, the longer you do this for. Don't gym for like a week. Don't gym for like 2 weeks. You got to keep doing it. 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 And it becomes part of your life. And guess what? With an attitude like that, you're going to get those results. Same thing with praise. If you want strong faith, you got to use your faith. You got to use your faith. You got to use your praise. You got to praise God long in advance. Now, this is what I wanted to share in this message. You know, when you hear about praise, some people get stirred up because in my previous podcast, I spoke about how praise is faith. You're releasing your faith via your praise. And there's a lot of scriptures that support this. And there's a lot of different things I can say about praise, which is all biblical and it's awesome and that, and you know, people hear these things and they're like, okay, I'm going to do it. And they start praising, then they stop. Now I want to say this. You know, people hear the praise message and it's biblical. They see these scriptures in the Bible supporting what I'm saying and they want to try it. And maybe they start getting into praise. But maybe they've been praising God for a while and they don't see anything happening. But now, if you scrutinize their time that they spend praising God, to them it might feel like a lot. But in the grand scheme of things, it might be maybe like 10 minutes a day. Maybe 15 minutes. That's not a lot. Yes, long term, if you do this long term, I do believe you'll get results. But the key is to praise God more and more and more and more. Now, when I started getting into praise, I tried to include praise here and there. So I would wake up in the morning, I would start praising God even before I climb out of bed. Then when I get into word, this is after I have my breakfast, I would get into word and then I would end off in praise. And then I would praise God a little more later. And I honestly thought that, man, I was moving. I really thought I was moving. And I thought, man, I'm pleased with myself. You know, I'm praising God a lot. And when I ran the calculations, I wasn't praising God a lot overall. So my daily average wasn't where I wanted it to be. This is why, you know, I record everything. I record everything because it helps me to see the greater picture. You know, when people think that they're getting into awesome word and that, and if they don't record it, they're going to go through life thinking, man, Lord, where were you? I was getting into word, praising you all the time. I'm doing this, this, this. But in the grand scheme of things, they're only spending a couple of minutes a day getting into word or a couple of minutes a day praising God. And they're not really making a dent in the realm of the spirit. But when you start recording things, you can actually stand back and look at the greater picture and you can see like, oh, okay. So yes, I have been praising or I have been getting into word, but I haven't been getting into as much word as I thought I was. This is why I like recording things. You know, and people have mentioned this before, that I record everything. And I've got my journals and I've got these desk calendars and I just enjoy it, man. But I do this because I'm monitoring my progress. And I do this because there are times where I will go over them and the Lord can speak back to me about what I've been doing. So when it comes to praise, yes, you can include it here and there in your life, you know, when you wake up, when you go to sleep, when you are cooking in the kitchen and all that. But dedicate an hour a day in praise. Dedicate an hour at least. And, you know, you hear that and you're like, oh my goodness, how am I going to praise for a full hour? This is what you do. You praise for 10 minutes here. You praise for 10 minutes there. And throughout the day, you know, if you go out and you come home and you're about to take a cat nap, praise God for 10 minutes before you go to sleep. And then in the evening, praise God another 10 minutes. And, you know, try and reach an hour in praise every day. Because praise is how you come into the presence of God. That's what the Bible says. It talks about that in two different scriptures. So you need to develop a heart of praise. Because praise is the greatest form of faith. I'm going to say that again. Praise is the greatest form of faith. You are praising God long before you see anything happen. That is what you call taking. The Bible talks about believing and receiving. Well, guess what? When you praise God all the time, you are receiving. You know, you get two types of people. You get people that don't have a revelation of the finished work. So you'll see that they are always trying to get. But then the people that do have the revelation of the finished work, they are always receiving. There's a big difference between trying to get something and receiving it. Receiving it is when we believe that Jesus already did these things, and now we position ourselves to receive it from the realm of the spirit into our natural realm. And that's what praise is all about. Praise is taking a stand. Even though it looks like nothing is happening in the natural, you are praising God because you believe his word. And there's two scriptures like that, that basically people believed his word and sang his praises. Praise is a massive tool. It's like you are going to nuke the devil. Okay, when you start praising God, you are going to nuke the devil. And that is one weapon he cannot stand against. Okay? He cannot stand against that. He's trying to convince you nothing's happening. He's trying to get your mind on your natural circumstances, and you're just standing there praising God, praising God, praising God. And you're going to see over time, you can perfect your praise. The Bible talks about perfected praise. You can perfect your praise. When you start praising God in the beginning, it's not going to be perfected. Nothing starts off perfected. You don't start anything perfected, but perfection is something that you achieve over time. And trust me, you want to get there where you are perfecting your praise, because it's going to be easy for you to just waltz into the throne room, spend time with your Father, receive what you need. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, you know, when it comes to praise, for a while I was thinking, man, I'm moving. You know, I thought, okay, I'm flowing in this praise. And when I went over all my records, my daily average wasn't high. Now, people might think, you know, they hear me recording things and all that, and they think I could be legalistic. It's not about being legalistic. It's got nothing to do with that. You know, if I set the timer, I'm not looking at the clock praising God. I'm praising God from my heart. And when I'm done, I record that to see what I've done in the realm of the Spirit. You know, put it to you this way. If you are only going to eat a little bit of vegetables per day or per month, just a little, and you're only going to drink a little bit of water, you cannot expect to have a healthy body. And this also includes physical exercise. But the more vegetables you eat, the more water you drink, the more physical exercises you do, your body is going to be in better shape. And you're not making it legalistic. You're getting into the flow. You're developing yourself. You're developing a lifestyle of health. There's nothing legalistic about it. And the more you praise God, the more you practice praise, it's going to be in the more you're spending time in His presence, the more faith you are releasing. That's why I've kind of changed quite a bit now. And I spend dedicated time praising God every day. I don't do it casually like I used to. You know, the more you spend time praising God, there's going to come a time where you will experience the glory of God. But you see, in a place like that, you got to perfect praise. You have to perfect praise. You don't start anything in perfection. There's a growth period. You know, and I made this joke before. You know, a baby doesn't come out of the mother's womb and, you know, the baby sits up and says, thank you for that temporary residence. But now that I'm out the womb, I'm going to get my own place. I've got a career lined up. You know, I've got people that want to sign with me. I'm going to collect my car and I'm going to be marrying someone next weekend. The child has to grow up. You don't start off in perfection. You know, you got to grow into a career. You got to grow into love. You got to grow in an education. You got to grow a business. Guess what? You got to grow in praise. You got to grow in praise. You're not going to be perfected in praise in the beginning. But when you develop praise, you're going to start seeing more and more of God's glory manifest in your life. When this message ends, just spend time thanking the Lord and praising Him and practicing His presence. God loves you. We love you. And remember, faith comes by hearing. So keep on hearing.
Hey everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor Van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.